Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Damn these Biloxi blues, it happens every night. And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine.
I have not.
Summer heat never treats me kind, it leaves trouble on my mind. So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time.
Sing it.
This highway does not know my name, and I don't care. No, I don't.
Don't even give one single damn. Not one.
Heading my way for another place.
And I got
3 good tires and a spare.
Right to the hook.
Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Low budget. Live, not so live, coming to you from the Low Budget Live Bar and Grill in 2021. We made it. We made it. Let's hope. Let's all get together and hope, collectively hope, that this year is different, lowlifers. But it's good to see you in the new year. That's a dad joke. That's a dad joke. I just saw you last year, you know. Glad to be here. Feels good. It's a beautiful January 4th, 2021. This is the podcast for all you lowlifers for January 4th, 2021. And it's, you know, New Year's, you got your resolutions, you got your weight loss goals, you got your, I don't know, what are y'all feeling? Drop me a comment. You know, last year we did the Fat Ass Challenge, me and Big C. And I lost some weight, and then I gained it back during quarantine. And then I've been hitting it hard again. I've been hitting it really hard. And this is my goal. I want to share this with y'all, and I would like for y'all to join in, and we'll figure something out. This is a year-long thing, and I'm challenging stupid, dumb Darian is fishing to this as well. He and I have talked about this. So I've been hiking a lot. Talked about that a little bit. I've been hiking. Running intermittently, hiking, walking, and between September and the end of the year, I went like 150 miles or something like that on my legs, maybe a little more, and that's a lot for me, right? My goal, and I want all y'all to set a goal if you want to, if your knees can handle it. I'm going to go 500 miles this year. I see guys and gals posting they ran 1,000 miles. That is so crazy to me, but I want to put 500 miles on these old knees and legs this year. 500. 500. I got an average in my head that if I can keep that up, I can do it. And I, you know, it's going to get busy. Life's going to get crazy. I know that. This is Thunderdome. Starts right now. January 4th, the world's been kind of closed down. But now here we go. Here we go. So it's going to be hard to stay on that, but I'm going to, you know, we're going to call that the get off the couch. The get off the couch effort right there. Low budget live, get off the couch. So set you some goals. That's what I'm going to do. So that is something that I'm really, I'm going to work on. I'm going to beat Darian to 500 miles. I'm going to do that. I'm going to beat stupid, dumb Darian. He's like on a treadmill. I'm out here going over mountains and stuff in Tennessee. He ain't got nothing on that. But that's kind of my deal. You know, no resolution really, but just and that's something I'd already been thinking and I've already been working on for the last several days until, you know, towards the end of the year, got a little COVID-ish, let's say, and didn't do anything there for a couple of weeks. But now I'm back this week. I think I went like, I don't know, 12 or 13 miles, something like that. So here we go. Get off the couch. Hope all you lowlifers had a great and happy and safe new year. Something that a lot of you ask me about a lot is right here and right here, some of that Luke Duncan LBL merch. And these are the only two in existence. But they're coming. And the fine folks at Sixth Sense are helping me out with this project, and we will have a website set up soon and stuff for you guys and gals, lowlifers, to if you want to, you know, impress your lady or your husband, maybe you wear a LBL hat. Maybe you buy your significant other an LBL hat and you walk around showing people that you're a lowlifer. I don't know. But lots of things coming, but I know I've told you all that, but COVID definitely slowed it down, way down. And just now I got the samples in. So, yes, I am that narcissistic. You know, been called that many times, and I am wearing my own hat on my own show. So, there you go. Low budget love. This hat is sweat. Just look at this hat. Yeah, looks good. So, big thanks to Sixth Sense, Casey, and Father Zach down there for taking good care of me and hooking me up with some swaggy swag. Also, got to say, huge thanks going into this new year, too. And we got a new sponsor announcement today. Just good things just keep happening. But got to thank these OGs right here, StarTron, StarBright, for bringing you Low Budget Live and Low Budget Live, Not So Live for years now, years and years, and taking you into 2021, kicking ethanol in the freaking teeth, making sure it doesn't, you know, just gum up the works in your weed eater, in your chainsaw, in your outboard engine, because nothing ruins a good day on the water like an outboard engine don't run. Who wants to go fishing and you hit that old key and you're like, dang it, ethanol. That's the first thing everybody thinks. So a little dab of this right here will do you. Thanks to the folks at StarTron. Also, thanks to the fine folks at Sims Fishing Products, making quality rain gear, quality layering gear, jackets, outerwear, some shorts, fishing pants. Can't wait for the weather to get back to that. But lots of sun shirts, lots of greatness coming out of Sims. And I'm here to remind all of you lowlifers, you get one life. Fish it well. What else are you going to do? Fish it well. Fish it well. Last but certainly not least, the fine people from Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Express Boats. Right over my shoulder, there's going to be a banner hanging. I just don't have it hung yet. But Express Boats, the X21 Pro, is the official boat of Low Budget Live and Luke Duncan's Traveling Circus. Cannot wait to stand on the front deck of that, powered by a Yamaha 250 show. Very soon, I see comments. Y'all got to bear with us on this. It takes a little while to get a bass boat, especially when everybody's busier than Blue Blazes. So I'm actually waiting on a motor right now, more than boat. But very soon. Very soon. And then, drum roll. Introducing. So, that was very anticlimactic. I've had battery issues my entire fishing existence, from when I was like 19 fishing the opens and BFLs and stuff way back in the day. Way back, don't do the math, but it was a long time ago, to the FLW tour, to just freaking last year fishing Show Up and Shut Up against Darien. I have had battery issues. I have found a couple brands that have been better than others at times. But I had a company reach out to me, and I looked this company up. I don't partner with people that, I don't know, just like a flash in the pan deal. I just don't, like, somebody says, hey, you want to do something with you? Okay, cool. But looking this company up, doing my research, they've been in the battery game for 40 years. Okay, developing some new things, have some really cool stuff they've already got in their lineup. But I am excited to announce that coming to the stage LBL Traveling Circus, the whole nine, Pro Guide Batteries out of Missouri. And this company, they deal a lot with some of you guys and gals out there already running some of these batteries. They're selling to OEM boat manufacturers out there. Really cool company. Really proud of what they do. And after a couple conversations with the fine folks there, we're partnered up. We're partnered up. And you're going to see guys like Daryl Gleason out on the Elite Series repping Pro Guide next year. He said that he got me this deal. So thank you, Daryl. I like Mr. Gleason. Matt Looney Fishing. Y'all go give Matt a follow. But Matt's going to be repping them out on the NPFL this year. Going to be lots of other guys sponsored by them as well. I saw Matt Pangrack from BTL is going to be repping them as well. He's one that I know he's been plagued with issues, and he says he's going to control the controllables. I saw his post about it, and I thought that was a very good way to put that. So want to welcome aboard Pro Guide Batteries, and there will be discounts for low lifers, okay, very soon. Very, very soon. They got a new website, and we're going to announce things, some big things, probably within the next 2 weeks, okay? All right, thank y'all. And I'm going to start splitting up the sponsor reads or do them all at the same time. I haven't decided yet, but I know y'all don't want to hear all the ad reads, but y'all know if you like what I do at all, support the folks that support this podcast. All right, moving on. Big week coming up. Got to go to Eufaula, Alabama with my buddies from the NPFL. Got to put on that NPFL shirt this week. Get after it. Here we go. Me and old Fatty Cat Newton fixing to be down there. We got to shoot some video this weekend and probably going to do a podcast from down there, I think. Got a special guest that will be showing up as well. And going to try to bring y'all something from down there. I don't know. But big week. Big week. It's starting to feel, we're 2 months out. Starting to get more real by the minute. With the NPFL, the schedule being out. And we're going to do a site visit, going to meet with the fine people of Eufaula, Alabama. And me and old Fat Cat are going to shoot some stuff. So if you're around down there, you're in Eufaula, you see us walking around town, give us a holler. Give us a shout. Say what's up. Shouldn't be hard to miss us. We'll be the two idiots walking around with a camera crew following them. So headed down there this weekend. Can't wait. Cannot wait. Going to get to meet some of the NPFL anglers. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting to know everybody's stories and things. It's really going to be a fun year, man. A lot of comments on this. Before we I'm jumping right into a guest today because we got a good one. One of my favorite guests coming back on today via Zoom. But this is something I keep seeing, and man, I love y'all. I do. You keep coming. Luke, what's going on? I get DMs from you guys and gals out there about this, but I've talked about this on the show so many times, and there were like two episodes in a row. Go back to the corporate greed episode, I believe is what it was called. But I've told y'all, I gave you a heads up, and there's lots more on this to come, but I'm seeing a lot of comments. Hey, man, explain what in the hell is going on at Ranger Boats. You left, Luke. Jason Christie left. What the hell? Now, Scott Martin. Scott Martin left. That's really what got people talking. Scotty Too Hottie took his visor and his flow to Skeeter Boats. I saw that Luke Clawson announced he's going to Charger Boats. We've seen Jared Littner. We've seen so many guys. And, I've seen comments on I was watching Scott's video, which was really good. His announcement video going to Skeeter was really cool. Well done, like all Scott stuff. And some people in the comments are like, well, it's because Johnny Morris doesn't want people that don't fish BPT. Duh. Oh, also Ish Monroe went to Skeeter as well. Big fish Ish. And that's not true. That has nothing to do, little or nothing to do with this. It is exactly what I say on the podcast. It's a corporate situation. They've tightened the screws down on how much money they're spending. And collectively, the powers that be there have decided they don't need as many pros. So a lot of people got cut. A lot of people. That's why even a lot of the not, and I won't even say like mainstream guys, but so many pros that were running Rangers are running other things now. going into next year. But it is just as simple as that. They cut back. Nobody got fired because they didn't fish BPT, because if they were going to do that, you know, you can't, like, think about that. Like, Boyd Duckett himself is going to run a freaking Camus boat this year, man. They're sponsored by Phoenix at FLW, Big Five, rest in peace, FLW. Shout out, pour some Startron out, you know what I'm saying? So that doesn't make that theory doesn't make sense. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It is a overall shrinking of the industry. I've talked about it. It's an overall corporatization of the industry where it's about a spreadsheet. And my line that I said that did get some people irritated, profit over people. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to. There are people, you know, Scott Martin been there 26, 28 years running a Ranger. Got paid well, I'm sure. Had a great deal and cut from there and Bass Pro Shops. Now, the way I see that is Scott is one of the biggest things in bass fishing, from tournament angling to YouTube. He's a great promoter. How can you justify? I mean, maybe you cut him back a little bit. Maybe you say, hey, man, we need this money for something else. Maybe you can cut him back. But to cut him all the way, it's not smart business, in my opinion. So Skeeter got a freaking grab right there. And, you know, it's just like Jason Christie said on this very podcast. He wasn't fired. He left on his own merit. He left. He still has dear friends there, just like I do at Ranger Boats, but he left on his own merit. So it's just that simple, guys. You're going to see this. You're going to see shakeups from lure companies and different things. A lot of people are going to use COVID as an excuse when this industry has been very, very good this year. But people are seeing their sales. Mercer and I talked about on the podcast. It is when sales are through the roof. Iaconelli said it last week too. Sales are through the roof. He didn't even fish any tournaments, but he contributed to his sponsors in different ways. And he said his numbers were better than they ever were this year. I think these companies are also seeing, well, maybe we don't need these guys as much, or they don't think they need those guys as much. So then they throw out the relationships and everything changes, man. But I think it's good. I think it's good because now we are seeing a shakeup that I think we needed. And I think it's going to be cool to see Scott Martin in a freaking Skeeter. And I think it's awesome that Jason Christie is going to be my running mate at Express, along with the dudes that are already there. So it's giving some of these, you know, companies an opportunity to work with guys that otherwise they would not have. And I think that's a good thing because Lord knows Scott Martin's been loyal to Ranger Boats and to Bass Pro Shops. He shoved it down your throat. He had freaking family owns a range, you know, owned a Ranger boat dealership for years. For years, they sold a ton of Ranger boats in South Florida. So, you know, that loyalty thing can get you burned. And I think it did for a lot of guys. And I think, you know, you're just going to continue to see change. You're just going to continue to see change going forward. And I have talked that to death, and so I can't tell y'all how many comments I've seen on LD and the MC on this and DMs and things, man, and I just decided just to address it collectively because that is what it is. I mean, it's I called it months ago, and there's still a lot going on, I think, change-wise within that organization, you know? And a lot of good people there, but there's also some decisions being made that aren't making them look too great from a standpoint of working with the anglers and being a friend of the outdoors. So I don't know, man. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. All right. Here we go. I'm very excited about this. So my guest today, he's a bass fishing phenom, period. He is one of the greatest bass anglers to ever pick up a rod and reel. And when he is finished 50 years from now, or when they drag him off the water with the hook, like you're dragging somebody off stage, he will be written in the history books as one of the greatest to ever play the game. That did it his way. because of his style, because of the boat he chooses. And he has an endeavor ahead of him in 2021 that is mind-boggling. And we're going to talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, John Cox. All right, as promised, there he is, John Cox. and he's in the middle of Florida, probably close to some just bass hole full of damn 12-pounders, and he doesn't have very good service, but we're gonna make it work. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, not much, man. I've been waiting to talk to you. I've been watching a lot, and I'm excited to be on here.
Well, you actually texted me the other night, and I don't think people realize what this means to me. When my buddies, especially the folks that I talk about on the show, text me and say, "Dude, I need a new episode. I'm out of episodes because you're listening to so much LBL." That's freaking up. Dude, that was the best Christmas gift I could ever receive.
Yeah, I mean, I've been binge watching it, you know, and I've been trying to work out, you know, a little bit in the evenings, and I really enjoy listening and working That's out awesome. At the same time.
Well, so on your workout plan, what are you doing? Are you doing cardio? You lifting weights?
I tried to do the weights and everything, and I don't know if I'm just getting old or what, but like, man, I'm telling you, like my shoulders are clicking, you know, my elbow, like everything.
Careful.
I know. So I'm like, man, this is going to put me down. So I've been doing a lot of like rubber band stuff, with the bungee. And that seems to be less, you know, feels like it's doing something and it's less strenuous, like on the shoulders. So, okay. I mean, and then I have it's like a Bowflex, some kind of Bowflex exercise thing. I bought it after I won the cup. You know, I saw the infomercial.
Okay. I never knew this.
Yeah. It was like $3,400 and it was like 1 a.m. I'm like, I'm ordering that thing. That thing looks amazing. And
finished off some cookies and an icy.
Yeah.
Changing my life.
Yeah, I'm changing it. And I ordered it and, I just hung clothes on it forever, you know?
Yeah.
And then the other day, I kind of felt like I was dying and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to make it through the season unless I, get going on that. So that thing's pretty cool. It's like, you work out for 14 minutes on it every day. And it's like a full body thing. It's pretty cool.
It amazes me that some of your Forestwood Cup money went to exercise equipment.
Yeah.
That does. And that's not a shot at you. It's just like, when I think about the list of things that most people would have spent their money on, and you're like, well, I was 1 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
And this infomercial popped up, and I was like, what? I'm going to buy a Bowflex.
Yeah.
My wife wanted a one of those Peloton, like those bikes.
Oh, yeah,
Dude, I've looked at that thing, and I've decided that's a damn racket. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
It costs you $50 a month to be a member of the freaking thing. She's like, oh, we need one. And I'm like, to hang clothes on? It's exactly what I told her. Yeah. I was like, we're going to get a $2,000 clothes rack? Like, no. I'm not doing that. Like, take your ass outside. Go run around the driveway. Go ride a bike.
Right.
I'm not doing that. And so I was telling you before we got on, I've been hiking a bunch, and I'm like, come with me. Like, it don't cost $2,000. I go out
there. Right.
I check those things out, and I'm like, man, I don't know. But I'm proud, dude, because and I don't know. I should have asked you this before we started recording. Have you officially announced, like, your crazy – insane plan that you have? Have you publicly said what you're thinking in that brain of yours?
No, I mean, not really. We had a Crestliner Live thing the other day, and we kind of, all we did was just mention, you know, I'm going to fish all three of them next year.
Yes.
Somehow, I don't know. We're just going to try to make it work. it's going to be crazy, man. I'm excited, and you know, especially like when I started working out the other day, and I was like, "Gosh, I'm in so much pain!" Like, you know, I'm just like, "Gosh, am I going to make it through the season?" But
how many total events is that?
I think it ends up being 21
major pro events, top level 21 events.
Yeah, and I think what's going to be neat about it is that sometimes I'll start an event on like, say a Thursday, you know, I'll finish up, like an MLF event. I'll finish up on like a Wednesday, and then I'll jump right into a Bassmaster Elite on Thursday with no practice.
No practice. So
yeah. So there's
That's
like,
awesome,
there's like,
man.
Yeah. There's four or five like that. So I don't know. I'm going to try it.
Well, you sent me, and I'm going to post it. I'm going to put it up this crazy schedule for people to see. So John texted me this the other night and almost puked because I love bass fishing, but I was like, dude, you're a madman. Dave Mercer actually texts me today and goes, dude, John sent me this piece of paper, and like, he's lost his damn mind. And I'm like, I'm here for it. Like, I want to see this. And I told Dave, I said, well, he's going to win like nine. So 21 possible. You're winning nine major events this year. I called it right here. I called it last year. You won the first event. We talked before the season. You're winning nine tournaments next year.
Gosh.
So what, think about that, dude. You're going to be the first guy to win $1 million in one season.
Yeah, man. That would
be incredible. Dudley did that. I guess Dudley won that big tournament that time.
Yeah, right.
He'll get mad. He'll be texting me here in a minute bitching about that. Nine tournaments. You're going to do it. 21 events. So I want to ask you, because you did both this year, which was really with COVID, it kind of helps you out because it made the year easier on you. I feel like, because when you and I talked last spring, you're like, yeah, basically I'm just gone from home till September, but then got some time at home. So I guess it makes this task you're going to have next year a little bit easier because you know a little bit about what you're getting into, other than now you've thrown these BPTs on top of it.
Right.
And the classic. So my question to you is this, and I talked about it on the podcast, and I know you heard it. Where did that decision come from? How did you make your way to BPT? Was that something like Boyd reached out to you and said, hey, man, we need us some more John Cox in our life at both levels? I mean, or was that something that you were thinking, shit, if I can fish as many events, like, did you call them? Did they call you? How did that work?
So, I mean, it started when we had the FLW title championship, which was the first time fishing that format.
Yeah, and you killed it, of course.
Yeah, I mean, and I went
practice, by the way.
Yeah, I showed up and I really liked it. And I was like, hey, this is okay, you know, and, you know, it was different, you know, it was exciting. Yeah. And then they called me, you know, right when I guess the few guys were leaving and what they were going to do. And, they were able to invite me again because they invited me, I guess, before, you know, and I just didn't have the time then. But, you know, and I was looking at everything, and I mean, payout looks great. Lakes look great. You know, I'm excited to, you know, I don't know if I'm going to do any good at the format.
Get out of here. Nine tournaments. You're going to win nine tournaments. Yeah. You got three over there.
Yeah. But I'm excited to, you know, to do it, you know. And,
hell
I jumped on it, you know, when they told me they made it so we could fish the pro circuit too.
Yeah.
And the MLF, Bass Pro Tour. And I just jumped on it, you know, on it. We didn't really know what the elite schedule was yet. And so, you know, I wanted to take the opportunity while it was there. And,
so walk me through this, because I think a lot of people watching this want to know, like, what did your sponsors say when you're like, hey man, I'm just going to fish everything. I mean, are they, I mean, obviously I know they're all your sponsors, cause I know several folks that work for them. Like they love John Cox for obvious reasons, but I mean, what was the overall takeaway? Like, okay, you're crazy.
I'm pretty much, they were, everybody was like, yeah, you should do that. You know, they were like, you should do that. And I was thinking to myself, awesome, man. And I was like, yeah, I should do that. And then I thought about it and I was like, I don't know. And and I you know, it's so hard. You hear some of the guys that sat out on FLW this year, that sat out on, you know, whatever tournaments, you know, whatever. Some of the guys sat out on different trails this year and fished other ones.
One of them. Yeah, exactly. Different. Yeah.
It's hard to watch some of those go by.
It is.
And, you know, and I was thinking, I was like, you know, I could do MLF and I could do pro circuit, but man, I'm going to have to watch the elite guys, you know, go somewhere and crush them. Like, you know, on days that I'm off anyways, I'm like, I gotta go for it.
I love it.
And everybody was cool with it.
Well, that was going to be my next question is, BPT, they're okay with that. Bass is okay with that. I mean, everybody's green lighted it.
Yeah, so. I know. It was really weird.
You're the only man that can make this work, by the way, not to cut you off. Nobody else. Like if Kevin Van Dam said, hey, I'm going to do this, they'd be like, hell no, you are the, everybody loves John Cox. Not saying everybody doesn't love Kevin, but you're the only man. You are the dove. You're the white dove of peace in bass fishing. But you are. You're a little dove.
I don't know. I just
the peace dove.
I was super cool with it. You know, I was like, you know, this is a once in a lifetime chance.
Hell yeah.
So we're just gonna go with it and hope it works out.
Well, I didn't know that was your plan, and we're texting the other night, and I thought he's serious. He's fixing to do this. Because I had just said, and I had said on here, because I thought you were just going to do BPT. I didn't know you were going to do pro circuit as well. Because to me, and I said it, you are, and you're going to kill it at that format. You've already proven that. But you are a big five fish guy to me. You're the dude that I was never surprised when I rolled up. I'm like, oh, yeah, John had a 9.6 and an 8.10 today. Like, it just, I mean, it was. Like, oh, okay, good for him. You know, I mean, like, of course he did. Because you gravitate towards big bags, dude. And then we've watched you. Like, I remember watching you at Rayburn last year. And you had blown it out. And then that last day, it was tougher. Those fish didn't bite on that little offshore deal you had. But watching you dissect the bank for 5 bites to pull out the wind, dude, it was one of the most incredible things I feel like I've ever watched, truly, dude. And so you're like that grinder type guy. So I just couldn't see you giving up the 5 fish thing.
Right.
From that standpoint. But then I watched you in the title championship with no freaking practice, just go up there and go ham on them. So I don't think you can be held back. Either way, you're going to win 9 tournaments. But I did say I was curious because, you know, I know your sponsors last year were super excited about the Elite Series, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad to hear that everybody's like, do it, John.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the story of the year, man. Like, you are, not only are you giving yourself opportunity to make more money, fish more events, but dude, you are fishing a major professional tournament almost half of the year. Think about that. Almost half the weeks a year, you're fishing a major event.
I know. I mean, it's crazy.
That's it. You started a month, bro.
I know that. And that's like what we're doing now. We got 2 boats to finish. I mean, gosh, so much, you know, get them both dialed in because you're not going to, the way that schedule's going to be, you're not going to be able to have any, issues with anything. Everything's got to be solid and, you just roll from one to the next, you know?
So you are absolutely, you've got to have 2 boats. So you got two.
Yeah, I got 2. I normally, you know, I order the Bass Hawk, which is more deep V. And then we have the new MX that is, you know, similar to the one you're getting.
Yeah.
It's 21 with 250. Unfortunately all three trails have made rules where we have to fish the same boat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I knew Bass was that way. I didn't know the other.
Yeah. Okay. So all of them are now for 2021.
Oh.
So I'm thinking we're going to start with one, probably the new MX and ride it hard and just have that Bass Hawk ready, you know, cause I mean, the first 5 tournaments I think are in Texas or somewhere in there. It was like 5
That's
in a row.
Crazy.
I mean, and Texas is just so treacherous, you know, no channels, you know, just running through timber.
That doesn't bother you normally, though, I don't feel like.
No, it doesn't, but I'll have to – my last day in Texas last year, I was practicing for the Classic, and I looked down for 2 seconds. And, man, I hit one of those ones that were, like, maybe a foot out of the water and just launched the Bass Hawk in the air. And, you know, so you just don't know what's going to happen, you know. So I'm just going to have 2 boats ready, and, man, I'm excited.
Well, dude, I'm excited for you. And I know the other night you texted me something, and I wanted to get back to that boat. You're going to run a 21 with a 250, which is like the Express. I'm getting 250. Mm-hmm. But you told me, you're like, yeah, I'll probably still just drive 30.
Yeah.
So you know, the bigger the boat, you're like, I'm over that. So you just got to take your time, huh?
I do. I really, that's something I've done the last couple of years is I like kind of, I go slow and I'm able to think. And I'm paying attention the whole time. Everywhere I'm running,
that's awesome.
I'm you know, and if I drive by something 2 or 3 times, and I'm like, you need to stop there, you need to stop there. You know, eventually I stop there. You know, and sometimes it pays off, and so I just kind of cruise nice and easy.
Well, how fast? Okay, so this year at Champlain, they got a live camera on you day one. How fast did you run down to tie?
Oh my gosh!
Because that's a haul, buddy.
It is a whole, so I've never run it before, you know, and I was like, I'm doing it this time. You know, Zona was like, you know, talked to me before the live, and he's like, man, I want to see some big largemouth on braids, some frogging. I'm like, I'm going, you know. And it took me an hour and 40 minutes to get down there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, I was probably running like 40, 45, you know, just taking my time. I think I peed like 3 times going down there. But yeah, it took forever. And when I got down there, before I made my first cast, I said, never again. I will never make that run again.
But I think, and you said it on this show, the best quote that's ever been said, you said, if your boat is holding you back, you know, like that's no excuse. Right. Like you don't love it enough. Right. And that day you struggled at Ty. Like it wouldn't go well, and you still end up going back up the lake and catch like 15 or 16 miles.
I know. I ran all the way back into the inland sea, and I fished for like 15 minutes, caught 15 pounds, you know, smallmouth, weigh in. And day two, I'm like, you would think I would go back to the inland sea, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go somewhere else. You know, it's like, gosh, what a disaster. It was a rough tournament.
Whole time shaking your fist at Zona.
Yeah.
See, like, it was like, yeah, John, we need you. We need you live. It's on ESPN, bro.
Yeah,
I know. I'm going to do it.
I know. In the middle of the night, I was like having like thoughts of like the braid just cutting through the grass and catching like, you know, 20 pounds out of this mat.
Did you practice down there though? Did you practice?
I did. I mean, I went down there the first day because I'm like, I'm going to look at it. And I was fishing. I wasn't getting any bites. And I'm like, this is great. I'm not getting any bites down here. It looks awful. And then I hit a patch of grass and I caught like a 5.5, a 5, a 4, you know, and I shook off like 3 more. Yeah. And I'm like, oh gosh, I'm coming down here.
Yeah. That place will bite you.
Yeah, well,
it used to be so freaking good too, man. But that was, to me, that was one of the stories of the year too. Other than you being a smallmouth guru now, and and if I'm any one of the competitors in one of these 21 tournaments, and I'm looking around, I'm like, you know, used to we kind of had John's number up north a little bit, but now we don't even have that for ourselves.
Man, I don't know.
Nine out of 21. Say it with me, lifers. 9 out of 21. Records will be broken this year. And a Crestliner.
Oh my god.
Which tour kicks off first? I apologize. I don't
So I'm gonna start at the Bassmaster Elite on the St. John's.
So that's the first one in a month.
Yeah, that is the very first one. Okay. And unfortunately it lands right on the pro circuit on Okeechobee. So that's I mean, I don't know. We've had delays before and everything. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and just pay for both. And, if some reason something gets delayed one day, I'll just run, you know, 2.5 hours from the other one, you know, maybe a little
you
more.
John Cox. So will you be able to fish all of the Elite Series without any overlap?
So all the Elite Series, except maybe the very last one, because I'll fish inside the off limits period in an MLF.
Oh my God. That's insane.
So that one, that's going to be an iffy one. I won't miss any MLFs and I'll miss the one pro circuit.
Okay.
So I'm hoping maybe to still get those, you know. I think I might miss one other pro circuit on Murray, but I mean, we don't know, you know, so much stuff might change.
Oh my gosh. You know, that's the hardest part. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think the coolest thing would be to make all three championships.
Make
the MLF Red Crest and then make the pro circuit title. That'd be so cool.
Could you just not fit the NPFL in your schedule or what? You're just,
I know, like, come over there and have all the fun. So Keith's fishing it. And like, I'm looking at the schedule and I'm like, man, I'd really love to fish these.
But, it's a good schedule.
I can't fit it in. That's just too much.
So do you have any, I got to put Keith on the spot. You know him better than anybody. Do you have any predictions for Keith and his inaugural year on the NPFL? Are you putting some pressure on him to go out there and dominate?
Yeah, I mean, I've always put a lot of, like, you know, I think Keith's going to win every time he goes. So it's kind of every time I'm like, man, what the heck? Yeah. So, you know, and watching him on live last tournament.
Oh, it was awesome.
I was like, and I was like, oh, wow, he's getting pretty dialed now, you know, because he took those couple years off and worked for UPS.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then I was like, man, I got this boat. You can come use it, whatever. And I'm glad he's getting back rolling again. But I would, you know, I think you guys are going to see a lot of him over there.
Well, I'm looking forward to covering him. I was excited when he signed up, and I saw that, just knowing him through you a little bit and knowing his fishing style. I mean, he's going to do well. And he did good in the Opens, man. I mean, he needed like two more really good events to make the elites. I mean,
yeah, no, he needed like, we figured out he needed to get 100th place.
Yeah,
at Hartwell, and he finished like 130th. Like, oh man!
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he was right there, and that's so hard. Mm. You know how those opens are, man.
Oh yeah, gosh,
you can't have a bad one.
No,
I'm glad Keith's gonna join us over there if he gets a boat. You know, you may have to let him borrow one.
Well, that's what we're doing right now. We got three of them. We're figuring out. Well, if you don't get yours in time, I guess you can take this one or something.
You're a good man, John Cox, and a good friend, man. Look, I won't keep you any longer, dude. I appreciate you taking the time to jump on here, and you'll have to listen to this one, listen to yourself, and make sure exactly what you wanted it to be, buddy.
Right.
I feel like my predictions for you always work out, though. So if you win 9, can we make a deal right now that we can at least, like, you will sponsor Low Budget Live next year? It'll be John Cox's Low Budget Live hosted by Luke Duncan.
If we win 9 of them next year, you got it. Right. You got
it's going to be an expensive-ass sponsorship since I guided you to $900,000.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll make it happen.
Dude, I appreciate you, man. Big time.
Hey, man.
Y'all make sure you're following John. Go follow everything. I know you already are. But go follow everything John. He's feeding bass in the backyard. He's got the elf out there fishing all. He's saving bass. Yeah. And now he's going to be fishing 21 pro event, major pro events next year. And he's going to win 9 of them right here on LBO. Thank you, John.
All right. Thanks, Luke.
See you, buddy.
See you, man. Bye.
Well, how about that boy? Mr. John Cox, one of my favorite people on planet Earth, and always such a good guest. He's just so happy and truly loves bass fishing, man. That's what gets, you know, all of us involved in this world. And man, he just loves fishing tournaments. And I think that if you don't keep up with what he's got going on this year, you hit your head on a damn rock because that schedule he's going to have. Now, I love bass fishing to my loins, and I don't want any part of that schedule. But you know, he's gonna smash. It's what John Boy does. It is absolutely what John Boy does. So thanks to John for coming on today. Thank you to all of you out there, you low life and son of a guns, for showing up week after week, listening, commenting, following along. I greatly appreciate it, and I just, you know, being it's the first of the year, there's so many opportunities coming up. There's so many things we can do with the Luke Duncan's Traveling Circus channel, and there's going to be more boats and pros, and there's going to be different LBL, you know, scenarios, LD and the MC, so many things coming, guys. So just bear with me. Week after week, keep showing up. I'll keep showing up and throwing it out there. And I appreciate y'all so much. I'm going to take you out today with some Biloxi Blues, which is a song I wrote, in case some of y'all missed that. I get that in the comments still. But I'm going to take you out with Biloxi Blues just like I do every single week. I hope y'all all have a great week until I see you next time on LD and the MC, and again next week on Low Budget Life. Be sure to hug your mama and your daddy. Take you out right here, Biloxi Blues. See y'all next week.
In town to Tupelo, I never could make it last. Spanish moss or Civil War ghosts, well, I'm gonna leave them in the past. Any direction, Lord, I'll be fine. It don't matter, east or west. North, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway, it does not know my name, and I don't care, no, I don't care. Headed my way for another place, and I got three good times. $2 and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Think with four of us spread out on a tiny island that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Through the Blackwater bayous and in the dark Louisiana night floats a duck camp, alive with the sounds of swamp pop and the smells of Cajun cooking. From the Mississippi Delta in Venice to the Cajun prairies of the Southwest, me and the Duck Camp Dinners crew will be hunting and eating it all.
This is Duck Camp Dinner.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.